The new campaign finance law is making it harder for political contributors to spend a lot of money, but it's by no means impossible. Just in the last few days, some federal disclosure forms have made it clear how a group of influential Democrats spent almost two-thirds of $1 million. They used it to drag down the presidential candidacy of Howard Dean in the critical weeks before the Iowa caucuses. NPR's Peter Overby has been tracking this story, and Peter, remind us what this group was and what it did.
Well, the group was called Americans for Jobs, and what they wanted to do was to bring down Howard Dean.
Now, you had reported the existence of this group previously. It's known as a 527 group, which is a reference to the Internal Revenue Code that covers
it.
It's outside the campaign finance law, but what is known now is who contributed and how much. So what do you know?
We know that they raised about $660,000, a little bit more. A lot of it is from people whose names are familiar. You had a guy who was Dick Gephardt's college classmate and has since been a fundraiser for Gephardt.
Mm-hmm.
You had people whose names turn up again and again on Democratic donor lists.
Robert Torricelli, the former Democratic senator from New Jersey.
You've heard about Robert Torricelli.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, he put in $50,000 from his Senate campaign, which still has a lot of money left. You remember that he resigned from the Senate and withdrew from his reelection campaign about a month before Election Day back in 2002.
Now, you told us about the TV ads that these guys were able to pay for last month, and I'd like to play one now. This is attacking Howard Dean, and the visual on television shows Osama bin Laden's face.
We live in a very dangerous world, and there are those who wake up every morning determined to destroy Western civilization. Americans want a president who can face the dangers ahead. But Howard Dean has no military or foreign policy experience. And Howard Dean just cannot compete with George Bush on foreign policy. It's time for Democrats to think about that. And think about it now.
So this commercial caused real trouble for Howard Dean, and was it possible to really know at the time who paid for it?
No. If you saw the ad on TV, it would say paid for by Americans for Jobs, Healthcare, and Progressive Values. But if you wanted to know who paid for Americans for Jobs, Healthcare, and Progressive Values, you would have to wait until the financial disclosure statement was filed. That didn't happen until the end of January.
Which is after the Iowa voting.
Right.
And Peter, I think one thing that most people do understand about the new campaign finance law, new for this presidential election, is that most people are supposed to be allowed to contribute only $2,000 to a presidential candidate. And that does raise the question of how it is legal for these individuals to spend tens of thousands of dollars or even $100,000 attacking Howard Dean.
These groups, so-called 527 committees, are not a political committee under the definition of the Federal Election Commission, so it doesn't have to comply with the contribution and spending limits.
They're spending money to affect a political race, but they are technically independent of any candidates and, for the moment, independent virtually of federal campaign finance laws.
Right. You know, they're not coordinating with the candidates. On a thing like this, you don't need to coordinate. You know, it seems pretty clear that Dick Gephardt and John Kerry wanted Howard Dean brought down a peg. So you don't have to coordinate with the campaigns to figure that out, but you have people who are fundraisers for Gephardt and for Kerry, like Bob Torricelli is raising money for John Kerry, giving large amounts of money to this independent, non-coordinating committee.
Okay. NPR's Peter Overby, thanks for coordinating your coverage with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.